In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to read to you about the Transfiguration. It happened in Dachau. You remember Dachau? A prison, a concentration camp, where many people were murdered during World War II. A place of darkness, a place of despair, a place of sin, a place of torture. And the Transfiguration happened there. So I'm going to read it to you, because this is the take-home for the Transfiguration. It's from a writing, an interview of Blessed Bishop Nikolai Velimirovich, a saint among our times, called by another saint, the Serbian Chrysostom. He was really an amazing man. He taught here in the States in English, when everybody else was just teaching in Russian or Serbian or whatever. He taught in English because he said, well, you know, they need to understand. You should read about him. So this is from an interview of him, and we're not even worthy to hear these words. But I'm going to read them anyway. So the interviewer says, Your Grace, do the sufferings and deprivations of the concentration camps kill one spiritually, or do they revive people? For example, I have heard people, devoted people, who could not muster enough strength to pray. All of their strength had been focused on a piece of bread, on one onion, on a cup of warm water. The bishop answered, It was like this in the camp. You sat in a corner, and you repeated to yourself, I'm dust and ashes. Lord, take my soul. Suddenly, your soul ascended to the heavens. You saw God face to face. However, you could not bear it. And so you said to him, I'm not ready. I cannot. Take me back. Then you sat for hours on end, and you repeated to yourself, I am dust and ashes. Lord, take my soul. And once again, the Lord took your soul. In short, if it were possible, I would give the remainder of my life for 1 hour in Dachau. The bishop lifted up his head and looked straight into mine eyes. I could not endure that look. The eyes of a man who had met God face to face were looking at me. He told me this too. The prison guards approached me and mockingly said, Do you believe that Jesus Christ was God? No, I answered them. They would start to laugh and then question me again. That means you no longer believe? He would say, I do not believe. Instead, I know. That vision that Blessed Bishop Nikolai had, that is the Transfiguration, to see God face to face. That's what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating like a summer Pascha. In my opinion, the most important feast of the church outside of Pascha. It's like the application of Pascha. It's our future. It's what we were born for, to be able to see God face to face, to be united to Him. To have only light, no darkness. To have only warmth, no cold. Only knowledge, no ignorance. Only purity and no passions. No ugliness. No uncertainty, no fear. No shame. That's what you and I were born for. That's what we're celebrating today. The Transfiguration of Jesus Christ is our future. Now, of course, he's God and man, and the light that was coming from him is the uncreated light. It's here now. Do any of you see it right now? The uncreated light is filling this temple, and there's no shadow. And yet we see shadow. We see shadow because we're not ready to be in the presence of God. We're trying to become ready. God is helping us to be ready. Through our feeble repentance, which is absolutely necessary. But then God adds his grace to that repentance and makes us capable of someday being able to stand in God's presence and not be ashamed and to be illuminated. That's what we call baptism, by the way, illumination. Unfortunately, in our day, I think it's not necessarily really an illumination of a person. It is, of course, we are accomplishing the act in giving them the grace. But for many people, baptism is just a rite, just something you do. Baptism is what is necessary so that we can become completely light. So we're celebrating in the Transfiguration. It makes it worthwhile to do everything. Everything in life should be because we're going to be transfigured. We're going to be, we'll be in the light. We won't actually. The light will be coming from God through us. We won't be manufacturing any light. God already has all the light, and we will see his light. And his light is different than sunlight. Sunlight can warm you, It can cause the crops to grow. It is very beautiful to look upon. But it doesn't illuminate you. It only shines upon the outside and then bounces off. But the light of God illuminates. The light of God gives you knowledge. The light of God gives you freedom. I hope none of you feel free. I've said this many, many times. If any of you feel free, I pity you. Because we're not free yet. Because we still have sins. We still have things that just are not right about us. But God wants us to be all right. Completely right. Full of purity. Full of Him. Able to see Him. That's what we are celebrating today. And if we really believe this, then we wouldn't be acting so stupid in our lives. We wouldn't be having these petty ideas and these jealousies and the anger and the pride and all that stuff, because we would want to have 1 hour with God in light in exchange for our whole life, just as St. Nikolai talked about. This is the Transfiguration. This is the whole meaning. I've got this big teaching on Transfiguration that I've been giving to people, going to prison, telling people in catechesis. And it's important to know a lot of things about the Transfiguration. There's a whole lot of theology. Why was there Moses and Elijah and et cetera, et cetera? What does this tell us about Jesus Christ? What does this tell us about ourselves? There's lots of things. But this is the primary thing. One of my questions is the so-called elevator speech. You've heard about the elevator speech, right? You're on an elevator and somebody asks you some question and they're going to get off in a floor or two. You have to be able to tell them before they get off the elevator the answer to the question. So here's the question. What is the meaning of the Transfiguration? It should be easy to answer. Maybe you can't really answer it succinctly. Some of us are succinct and some of us aren't. But here is basically the answer on the elevator. Jesus Christ became man so that we could become like Him, and we could be in His presence and be illuminated by the light. And that light will wash away all sin, all sorrow, all sighing, and we'll be with Him forever. And because of that, it's worth fighting for. It's worth doing whatever we have to do to follow the commandments, to humble ourselves, to love our brother. That's the meaning of the feast. Let me read you just a couple things real quickly. These are from the canon for Matins. You should all get the Menaean. You should all get at least the Festal Menaean. You should read that Festal Menaean until the binder breaks, because it has such incredible stuff in it. So here's something from the canon. Having put on all of Adam and transformed the nature, which of old had become dark, thou didst illumine it with the transformation of thine appearance, and didst render it divine, O Christ. Do you understand that? We are to become divine. The scripture says, ye are gods, doesn't it? We are to become like God. Do you feel like God? Do you act like God? I don't yet. But I'm looking forward to the day when I do. And I will be able to because of God's grace and my paltry repentance. And one more thing. The application of knowing this. Because if you just know Jesus was transfigured, so la-di-da, I don't care. Nobody cares if you know that. What matters is, do you apply it? Here's the application. Arise, ye slothful thoughts of my soul, which have ever been dragged down to the earth. Be upborn and rise up to the summit of divine ascent. Let us make haste to Peter and the sons of Zebedee, and with them let us go to Mount Tabor, that with them we may see the glory of our God, and may hear the voice which they heard from on high, for they preach the effulgence of the Father. So you tell me, is it worth humbling yourself? Is it worth loving your enemy? Is it worth praying for your enemy? The vision of God to be illuminated? Nothing compares to it. Glory be to God. God bless you.